You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Names have been released in the ongoing investigation of the double homicide and officer-involved shooting in Portage County. The two people who were killed by apparent gunshot wounds are Paula L. Schulfer, age 52, and Dale S. Schulfer, age 53. The suspect is their son, John L. Schulfer, age 35. All three lived in the home where the shootings occurred. When the incident happened on Sunday night, there were also two children in the home. They were located unharmed and released to a family member. The suspect, John Schulfer, has been booked on charges of first-degree intentional homicide. He was shot by a Portage County deputy when he exited the home carrying a firearm Sunday night. Schulfer was admitted to the hospital with serious injuries. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department is leading the death investigations, and the Wood County Sheriff's Department will investigate the officer-involved shooting. When investigations are complete, the Portage County District Attorney's Office will review the case. There's a group in Wisconsin Rapids who have been protesting the Trump administration since this spring. They gather on the East Riverview Expressway near Aspirus Hospital. One of the organizers said they had around 75 people that came out on Independence Day after President Trump signs what he calls the Big Beautiful Bill.
But a lot of people like me were really angry about the bill being signed. And there were a lot of discussions about that. And also, you know, what is it going to look like in a year on the next July 4th? Are we going to be celebrating or not?
Chris said many are worried about what will happen when people are kicked off Medicaid and other benefit programs. She said there were conversations around the implications of the tax cuts for the wealthy.
Mostly that we're giving these big tax breaks to the top 1%, and really that it's harmful to the middle class and poor people.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a multi-state coalition secured a court order blocking the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. Attorney General Call said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. There's a recent report about emergency services across the state, and it isn't good, especially in rural areas. But a new program may provide some relief. Terry Barr tells us more.
If you're facing an emergency, you want to know you can count on your local EMS and firefighters to help. But the results from a survey of Wisconsin fire chiefs shows there are problems, and it ranges from responding to calls with less staff than required and not having enough funding to pay the expenses. UW just created a rural EMS outreach program.
Service that's provided by the government for the betterment of the community. There's different ideas on how to fix it, but there's a general consensus that there's a lot of challenges in this space, there's a lot of funding issues in this space, and there's a workforce issue in this space. That's agreed upon. Just how do you get to those solutions varies a little bit, but I think that's more based on personal philosophy than partisanship.
James Small is now tasked with working with all sides through these challenges. His goal will be to increase the future sustainability of these important rural services.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then then settled in, not allowing another run throughout six innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got four pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of the Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance, as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic Franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 59 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 82 with a chance of scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.